Hello, Solimet, and welcome.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I expect you know we've got Sarah joining us from Australia.
I do. She is well aware of what happens in this group.
Yes.
So I say only to her, as I say to all of you, it is good to be with you all once more.
Oh, thank you.
It's good to have you again as well. Yeah.
To convince the instrument that all would be well this time. She was afraid that it would be too disruptive, but as you well know, we work well to try to keep it all very soft and gentle in order not to disturb the instruments too much.
Yeah, well, thank you. Yeah. Yes, she did say she's had a sore throat.
You know, the throat is okay, but it does seem in this life that the throat must be a weak area for her.
She thought that.
Yes.
Be confirming that.
Yes. I wish to say to you all, my dear friends, that I have spoken much in previous weeks of the work that children will bring to this planet.
Yes.
How much there is to achieve. And there is much I am sure you would wish to know. But what I say to you is this. Not only will it involve young children coming through the earthly years, but even now there are older ones who are beginning to think and feel differently from past generations. Influenced, of course, by spirit. These older children will be beacons of light for the younger ones to come.
Yes, I've wondered whether some people here already, I guess in all times.
In every age, there have been people, not particularly children, but individuals
yes.
who have created much good within your world. And this you have to capitalize upon. But what I am speaking of now is almost like a new beginning for your world. But you have to gather up within yourselves the knowledge that is given to you, and to begin to recognize good when it is there in front of you.
It really does feel, it has felt for a while now, that somehow the old systems are no longer working very well, and the time is ripe for us to finally sort of stop being so concerned about money and material wealth, and turn to the truth about spirit and loving each other.
Yes. I have said before, it is the love of all of these things that are wrong. Not in itself is it wrong.
No.
Because you can have lots of money but be a very good person for this earth.
Yes, yeah.
Good people do not need to be shown to be good. They show good by their actions. Actions that help another. Actions that will help people away from those lives of crime and punishment which is so ripe on your planet even now. You have traveled thousands of earth years. Many men have taken arms against another. And it has all been part of the Earth's evolution to some degree. But to a larger degree, in times gone by, it was heartbreaking for those of us in spirit to see man against man. And this is now what we are trying to change.
Yeah, because it doesn't seem to be stopping.
You must never lose faith that all things can be for good.
Yeah.
It does not happen overnight, but gradually, and when men begin to understand.
There are less wars than there used to be.
Yes, but with such powerful weapons. Yes. I just wish to say to you, my dear friends, that each individual step, one smile, one act of kindness, grows to be much wider and bigger and better each time it happens. We in spirit feel the doubt of many individuals upon your planet. We feel the sadness and we feel the joy. And this, my dear friends, is something I would like you to dwell on just a little more. Always look for the goodness.
Mm.
And we hear so often, like the lady has said, it never seems to change.
Mm.
I can assure you, it does change.
Mm.
It does change, but slowly.
And if we do feel sad about something, we need to sort of not stay in that state for too long, I guess, because it is a negative emotion that...
You will always experience some negativity by the mere fact of being alive on this planet is enough to cause negativity.
Mm.
But it is how you deal with negativity, how you feel the goodness that comes from negativity, because there always is a brighter light as well as a darkness.
Ah, yes, yes, you need them, don't you? Need the both.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you do. Without the one, there is not the other. It is all down to you, my dear friends. Decisions, whatever you do in this life, you have a very great responsibility. Not only to others, but to yourselves, as spiritual beings. But you know all of this. We have discussed it many times. But what we are finding is that you need to be constantly reminded.
Yes, yeah. It's a shame our sort of... we're not quite able to live it in our daily... We need to look in the mirror and keep reminding ourselves, I think. Reminding ourselves of
and each other.
This, yes.
Remind yourself and each other.
Hmm. Hmm.
Now, do you have any questions for me this time?
I was just pondering one earlier today in the car about, I know we've talked quite a lot about time and how it doesn't exist quite, certainly not in the same way in spirit as it does on earth, but there's obviously those that in spirit like Emma Harding Britton who come to with the earth quite often to work with the downtrodden women, for example, in various Middle Eastern and African countries, mainly, I think, that they, when they're working with these women on Earth, I suppose they come each day to be with certain groups of women, perhaps, and they. They maybe they don't. I guess in spirit you just don't. It's almost irrelevant time. You don't need to know what day of the week it is or anything. But I suspect those that continue to come back to the earth maybe have a little understanding of earth time at least, would they? Or
yes, of course we are more aware of your time than you are of spiritual time.
Mm.
A lot of people return to the planet to help others.
Mm.
Because, for example, the lady you have mentioned always felt that her work was not complete.
Mm.
That is why she chose to come back to help those women still on the Earth planet.
Ah, yes.
There are many reasons for it. Why we hear so often, do we need to call back at all? But remember, there are many love bonds still for quite a number of your years, your time. You understand what I am trying to tell you?
Yes, so for example, George, who passed away a few years ago, he probably pops back and
it is when the interest is still there.
Yeah.
When the spirit does not need to be quite so refined, it is happy to help others in a less loving situation. And of course, to return back to Earth is not an easy thing to accomplish.
Right, so Emma, for example, it must be, is it a bit like, I know it's difficult for you to come down to these vibrations.
Yes, there are many vibrational levels in the spirit world. The closest to your planet, of course, being when you first cross over to our world. It is almost like stepping into another room, but you are still aware of all that surrounds you. That is why you have rescues, because people cannot always accept that they have left the Earth planet, that they must move forward on a higher vibration. But in saying that, the higher vibration is a very small leap. You understand?
Well, the higher vibration is a small leap. I guess once they've got rid of their earthly problems,
they will not. That does not happen quickly.
No.
Because after all, you leave behind loved ones, and each generation is another state for loved ones, and people are not too happy to move so quickly away from the loved ones that they still remember.
Yeah, and I quite often feel that my father's around me because I was very young when he passed away.
Yes, and so he wishes to see you blossom, in a sense.
And also, when I've been in difficult situations, I feel as if he's helping me still.
You all have guardian angels. Some of these angels are the loved ones that you knew whilst on Earth.
Yeah, I mean, there've been a few movies about life after death, but unfortunately, I don't think any of them get it quite right, because they always seem to have some kind of dark place that naughty people are pulled to, you know, and I know some are in dark places, but
I know you mean the exaggeration of what they are telling, the story.
As if they have no choice, but actually there is choice.
There always is choice. There is always love to surround these people.
They make it as if a dark place is a bad place to be, but a dark place is for thinking and comfort and rest as well, isn't it? It's not.
A dark place is made by your own energy. That's what you must remember. Mm-hmm. You are faced with whatever has happened in your earthly lives. Mm-hmm. That is why it is sometimes you have to return to redress the matter.
Mm-hmm.
But no one forces you. No one tells you you are evil or bad.
So it really is, it could be like heaven, though, it depends on what your idea is, your concept of heaven, but I know that you have to face what you've done and everything, and there must be a wonderful feeling of all the meetings, reunifications you get with loved ones, and choices. There must be some fantastic choices available that you just don't have on earth.
It is, my dear friend, like coming home. It is more like coming home to spirit than it is to be born into this planet, this earth, full of people who are so diverse, so different. You know.
Yes. Yeah. So it, you know, I think the when you feel as united, like in this room, sometimes when we feel very united, even that. It'll be much better than that, I guess, when we're with our loved ones in spirit.
I am sure you know, most of you, the feeling that people feel when you've done rescue work and their faces begin to light up with love and recognition. For those of you who have never experienced it, ask someone who has done rescue work how it feels. And sometimes they will find it too difficult to put into words.
One of the last rescue I did, it was this little baby girl that came and collected this young woman, and she wanted to pick her up, and she picked up this baby, and the love that was there was so strong. They ran away really quickly, but they just were there for a split of a second and really lifted me up with so much love.
Yes, you are left with the remnants of pure love. And of course, small children always invoke in older people that true unselfish love. But time is a difficult subject. I have always told you it is one of the most difficult to explain. Our spiritual time. But imagine when you go to your beds this evening and you sleep for so many hours, how quickly that time has gone.
Yes.
I'm sure you have often wondered, where is the time gone?
And you get to... I remember when I was doing one of my longer travels for about 10 months or something, and I was travelling around the world, and after a while, you very quickly get to the point where you don't need to know what day it is, you know, and I thought I didn't even know, I realised I don't even mind. It doesn't really matter whether it's Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday. It doesn't matter anymore. And then one day I was trying to remember what month it is, and I'd forgotten what month. Oh wow, I don't even know what month I'm in. And I guess it doesn't matter in spirit when you're...
That is like a true blending with spirit, when we call it mind, but you know mind belongs to spirit. But the human brain is capable of forgetting much. And sometimes it cannot even explain what the feelings and the love that are felt when these things take place.
Yes, I think I'd
you will never fully understand time. Yes.
Could I ask a tiny one, please?
Yes, of course.
Thank you. I'd forgotten about it, but luckily I've remembered. So, yeah, be glad to be
able
to tell
you. We were just explaining how the brain forgets. Yes.
A friend of mine, she has been to the group a couple of times, and she's very into spiritualism. She does a lot for the spiritualist church and so on. But a little while back, not very far back, her and three other ladies decided to start a small group on their own. Now, that was quite unusual, I feel, in itself, because there are groups you can sit in with the church, like circles. Anyway, during one of these little sit-togethers and so on, they know how to connect to spirit and so on, all four of them together suddenly felt they were holding the world. Now, they all felt this together. It felt very heavy, and through one of the ladies came a voice and said they were here to help the world. A few other things went with it, and she described a few, but she wondered what that was about, and how would they be helping the world.
It was the unity of four blessed souls together. Probably in spirit, from spirit, they had been waiting for this union.
I see.
And because they have been involved in what you call church work, which you do not need to do to unite with spirit, but that is everyone's choice.
Yeah.
These are four individuals who came together when the time was right, and spirit was there waiting for them. Of course, they would experience some phenomenon, because the power of those four together at that time was meant to be. To save the world takes more than four pairs of hands.
Yes.
But it is only that they have been shown this to show that they are part of a wider picture. That each and every one of you are here to help to save this world. You understand?
Yeah.
So I would suggest, if they have not had communication individually, that they realize that they are a unit of energy when they come together.
Yes, I see.
They are, as you have said, a small group of people who wish to help, to find love, and to bring peace to the world, as all of you wish to do now.
Yes.
Each one who comes before spirit and lays open their soul will be given the help that they need. So yeah. I would say to them, accept the gift that came to them in that vision, because that is what it was, a small vision of what can be achieved. And if they so desire and wish, they can be shown so much more.
Oh, well, that'd be interesting. Yeah, the lady I know who asked me to ask this question, she is the kindest and most helpful
people. She is a pure soul.
Yeah.
They all have their attributes, but the lady in question,
yes,
is a pure soul who has returned to this planet to help others.
Yeah, yeah.
She gives much of her time to helping others.
Yes. Yes, thank you. Well, I can pass that on to her.
I will take one more question this time, please.
Could you say a little bit more about mind in relation to the brain, or not?
Please repeat that.
Could you say a little bit more about mind?
Mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, only as human beings, even when you have strong beliefs of something, people become confused about the mind. But the mind is the indestructible part of the body. The mind is the part that lives on, because mind is spirit.
Mm. I was going to say, some people may call that spirit. So, yeah.
It is spirit. Mm. The brain will die, as will the rest of the body, when the time comes. But the mind will live with all the memories that have gone previously. The mind is the part of the soul which continues on for all eternity. But because people cannot quite understand it, they dismiss it as hallucinations. They dismiss it as a figment of the imagination. But let me tell you, my dear friends, the mind is the most powerful thing. As you have heard me say before, that you will ever possess. The mind, as it moves through spirit, and it does, it continues. It becomes to be greater, purer, and more loved than anything you would ever know. Has that helped you just a little?
Mm.
What is it you would wish to know?
Me?
Yes.
Really, it's in relation to anybody that might be reading the transcript and not know.
Yes, thank you for the question. It is a very powerful gift that you each have and possess. Yes.
Is it the same as spirit, really, our mind?
It is pure spirit.
Hmm.
It is pure spirit.
Right, yeah.
It becomes more and more refined as you move through the levels of spirit.
Mm.
And yes.
And you can probably, it's like the thoughts are like the emanations of the mind.
They can be. When the mind is accompanied by the brain, of the physical body.
Mm-hmm.
It can at times become confused. Mm-hmm. But that is a deeper subject that has never been discussed with you before. And we shall see as we move forward whether I can bring some understanding of mm-hmm. it to you all.
When I'm trying to meditate, Sandman, I really struggle to use my mind, because my brain keeps trying to interrupt. I don't know if it's supposed to work a little bit with the mind, or if it's supposed to be completely not there, like you've got no feeling of your body when you're meditating.
Yes, the mind will always try to influence the brain.
Right.
Does not always succeed, but you cannot destroy the mind. Because it is spirit, and you cannot destroy spirit. But you can destroy the brain and the body,
yeah.
as I have said.
You had said one of the things we could say to ourselves is, I am whole in my body, mind and spirit.
Yes.
So we're separating the mind and the spirit, but you said they're the same.
They are not the same in that respect. Yes, they are a unit. They are united together whilst you have a body. But once the mind is free and the body has gone, then the mind then begins to function as pure spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Not completely, no.
Not completely, no. It is not an easy subject to accept.
Is it along the lines of when you're born, you forget your past life, something happens to divide the two?
Yes, for most people, they forget past lives only in order that they will fully complete the life in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
But the mind activates the body, the mind activates the brain. Without the mind, there would be no brain or body.
Okay.
So is it all right if I feel as if my I can't really explain it, when I'm meditating and I feel as if I'm very going within, and then it's as if my brain is trying to evaluate the meditation.
As it may well be.
Oh.
Yeah, it is because you are not really and truly completely relaxed.
Okay.
And it causes a bit like a radio. If you fiddle, I think the word is.
Oh, yes, fiddle, I see what you mean, yeah.
It becomes confused.
Yes, yes. That's a really good way of putting it, actually.
Yes.
Just ask a question, Sally, mate. On the brain, on the mind.
Yes.
I'm not hearing everything exactly, so this may have been answered. But when you come back, is your mind like a sort of an open channel to spirit, or do you bring part of that mind back with you when you return to Earth?
Yes, because it is pure spirit, it would be part of the mind. Because the mind holds all memories. So the answer to that question is that the proper part of the soul, let's call it soul when it is in spirit, part of that would be activated for you to return to the world. Do you understand?
I'm a bit more in tune now, yeah. Yeah, good. Thank you.
Okay. Right. I feel there is enough here for you to be thinking of until we meet again.
Yes. Thank you.
As always, I gather you with love.
Thank you.
and leave you cloaked within my love and light.
And I'll love with you also.
Yeah. Thanks for another wonderful evening. Thank you.
And thank you.